You know, there are some moments in life you are just happy to be driving a Toyota. Something not flashy by any means, but reliable. Something that can handle the muck and the dust and the strain. We were at about 5,200 metres above sea level, driving off Bolivia's southwest altiplano and up the base of an active volcano whose summit comfortably breaks 6,000 metres, a full 2 kilometres higher than the summit of Aoraki Mount Cook. I put our rented Toyota Hilux into first gear and charged through our third river crossing of the morning. With only thin oxygen, the engine strained as it pulled us up out of the river and up the scree slope on the other side. But it ticked over, slow and reliable, up one of the highest passable roads on the planet, if you can even call it a road. Arm out the window, Kanye West on the stereo, I felt like a Bolivian Barry Crump. I chose Bolivia for a holiday because I craved adventure. I hadn't left New Zealand since returning from the US at the start of this year, and long-time listeners will know I've always had a bit of an insatiable wanderlust. I love adventure, I love travel, and I'm just not very good at sitting on a beach with a cocktail for a long period of time. It's not my idea of relaxing. Driving almost 2,000 kilometres over dirt roads and mountains through the majestic Andes, with the threat of altitude sickness, the very real threat of getting very lost, yeah, that's my idea of a relaxing break. We flew into La Paz. The airport runway is at an altitude higher than any mountain in Australasia. At first glance, it is a baffling, crazy place to build a city. The majority of Bolivians actually live at altitude, but life at about the height of the summit of Mount Cook means there are certain things you can't do. Put it this way, I didn't see many people jogging. I didn't notice a great number of gyms around La Paz. But after a few days exploring the old witch's market and some of the city's more interesting nooks, we flew to the constitutional capital, a city called Sucre. It's a beautiful old colonial city, and feeling just a little bit anxious about driving on Bolivian roads, we picked up our Hilux and headed south. Our first stop was a city called Potosi. You might know that name. Once upon a time, Potosi was as big as Paris and London. It was the very epicenter of the world's silver and tin mining industry. An enormous mountain, Cerro Rico, the mountain that eats men, bears down on the city. It overshadows it, literally and figuratively. You see, the mountain has been gutted of much of its enormous wealth over the last few hundred years. The summit of the mountain is actually sinking. It's collapsing in on itself. But Potosi is a city of 200,000 people these days, and by the highest estimate, since the Spanish arrived in South America, the mountain that eats men and the silver mines beneath have killed as many as 8 million people. We continued driving through deserts, past roaming llamas and over mountain passes to Uyuni in the world's largest salt plains, a dry lake of pure, flat, white salt at about 3,500 metres. It's an incredible expanse. We left the last paved roads, the last road signs, the last cell phone reception, electricity, heating, the last petrol station in Bolivia, and climbed into no man's land with a spare tank of gas and the Hilux tray, the Andes. With a few bags of food, a compass, sleeping bags, and a map saved on my phone, which we really, really hoped would get us through, we navigated to lagoons filled with pink Andean flamingos, active volcanoes with Vizcacha trying to catch the last of the afternoon sun. There were no trees. There was very little plant life whatsoever, just enough scrubs and scraps to support ostriches, vicuñas and llamas. Geysers and hot springs burst out of the mineral-rich earth. If you can imagine the landscapes around the Tongariro crossing, but then multiply that for hundreds of kilometres in every direction, that is what it's like. What did I learn? In 2 weeks, I learned that llama tastes pretty good, actually. And you don't eat llama like you eat crocodile in Australia, just as a bit of a touristy gimmick thing. You actually eat it because it's a good source of protein. I learned that even when you consider yourself relatively fit, climbing a flight of stairs or a scree slope at 5,000 metres will leave you gasping for breath. I learned how to siphon gas properly, and that in the southwest of Bolivia, you're able to climb across a little mountain pass and into Chile. There's not a sign or a customs office or a human being within maybe 30 kilometres who'll ask you for a passport. Yes, it was my kind of relaxation. It was an adventure.